We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this. We'll turn our sights now to Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider. Everybody's back from Paris and getting ready for the week, and then the news breaks that Kobe has passed. So, Eric, let's first and foremost, let's talk about reaction. When word broke that that Kobe Bryant had passed away.
I mean, it's stunning. It's just you could never imagine that that would be the news that you would get on a Sunday afternoon at just 41 years old, that he would have passed. And I mean, you can just see the shockwaves of it throughout the entire league. Bunch of teams taking 24-second violations and 8-second violations to honor his two retired numbers with the Lakers, 24 and 8. And, you know, you can just see all the sadness, and, you know, it was impossible to discuss or think about the game of basketball in the last two decades without talking about Kobe Bryant. Like, you just couldn't do it. And, you know, he's inspired a bunch of the players that are in the league right now. And, I mean, he'll continue to inspire a bunch of those guys going forward. And it is just a monumental loss for the basketball community, because he has made it such a priority to be such a vital part of that community. And now he is gone. And it's still, frankly, hard to believe.
So, well, first of all, let me ask you this. Where were you?
I was on my couch and viciously scrolling through Twitter, hoping to find out that it was not true. And, yeah, I mean, it just stopped me. I don't think I moved for the next 3 hours. All I did was just read everything that I could and watch everything I could on the news. And I think just like anyone else, that was kind of the reaction.
So, you know, obviously, the sports world in general has had a reaction to this. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the guys? I mean, obviously, every NBA player in some way, shape, or form has either modeled his game, to pay attention to Kobe's game, done things via work ethic, had a relationship with, a friendship with, met. That's a very small brotherhood, so to speak. And so when it comes to that, have you had a chance to reach out and talk to guys about their reaction, where they were, how it's hit them, how it's affected them?
Yeah.
Eric, you there?
They had come back from France, and, you know, the Bucks have been pretty buttoned up since then. That you just really haven't seen much from them yet. They have a practice here starting in about 20 minutes, and we'll get some reaction from them after that. But, I mean, you saw George Hill tweet out a bunch of pictures of him going up against Kobe as a rookie. Like, he was on those Spurs teams that battled against the Lakers. And obviously yesterday, you saw Tim Duncan on the bench, the guy that really went up against Kobe for MVPs and all that, just, you know, crying during the Spurs game as they honored Kobe during that 24-second violation. So George Hill is the one that's done that. You know, DJ Wilson from the Bucks put a picture on his Instagram of him in a number 8 Kobe jersey with his mom, and, you know, how that was something that he always wanted as a kid that grew up in California, and that was always a gift that he kind of treasured. And I mean, for me, my mind immediately kind of went to, you know, a few years back, I had broken the story that Giannis wanted to work out with Kobe, and, you know, he was going to, during the 2018 All-Star Weekend, they had an event where both of them were going to be, and, you know, he was going to wear his Kobe's to it and then, you know, try to convince Kobe to work out with him. And it was just kind of a strange thing, because Giannis has always avoided doing that, whether it's current players, former players, whatever. Like, he just works out with his coaches and avoids, you know, trying to get the wisdom from anyone else or you know, work out with anyone else that doesn't work for the Bucks. And there he was just kind of, it felt like he wanted to tell someone, like he wanted to let people, he just the look on his face, the excitement on his face, telling me that he was just going to try, like not even that anything had been worked out, not even that he was for sure going to work out with Kobe, just that that weekend he was going to try to convince him, and even that had him excited. And then, you know, obviously you got to see that they did work out a couple summers back, and you know, just the absolute joy on Giannis's face with the picture that the Bucks tweeted out of those two working out together. You know, it goes without saying that Kobe meant a lot to Giannis, and you know, their stories are just kind of intertwined in Kobe's final game at the Bradley Center, just finally game in Milwaukee. Giannis recorded his first career triple double. You know, Kobe was the guy that tweeted out to Giannis that he should win an MVP in 2017, and he did it 2 years later. And last year, after Giannis won the MVP, he said, "All right, that was your first challenge. Now your next one is a championship." Like, they've just every kind of benchmark moment in Giannis's career, Kobe has seemingly been there, and now that will be a void in Giannis's life. And I am really curious what he has to say today when we get a chance to talk to him. And you know, I'm sure it's going to be really tough for him to talk about and, you know, think about someone that was so close to him passing.
I do want to talk a little basketball. I want to talk about the trip to Paris, obviously, and I wanted to get into the discussion of what that trip meant to the Bucks, and then two, you know, everybody that seems to travel long distances overseas does something of this spectacle. It seems to affect them. And so my question, you know, if we can start with the latter one first, do you think this trip, the travel, the length of this, will this have an effect down the road on the Bucks, do you think? Because I think that's a lot of people's worry.
Yeah, I think this entire season they've kind of headed.
Did we lose him? I think we lost Eric. I think the connection's finally dropped. So, you know what? I really wanted to get into that discussion. Maybe we can get him on either later on today or at a later date. But we'll check in. We'll check back in with Eric Name. You know, obviously, you can follow him at Eric Name, NEHM, NEHM, and you can follow him there and get, you know, his tweets and such during basketball season, covering the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.